There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
It is morning. You guys have spent the night in the tower at the Arcanum. Talmor has been doing calisthenics, probably in the most of the night, because
all night.
That's Talmor. Oh, all night. So you have no
all
sleep.
Yeah, but I'm super well rested.
Awesome.
It doesn't affect me.
No sleep. Sleep the deprived.
Slept.
Good to know.
He slept for like a month. So
doing some jumping jacks.
Sleep when you're dead. Wink, wink.
Oh, God.
Doing shoulder rotations.
Yep, shoulder rotations. Just fucking going in.
Make little circles.
How big circles?
Forward, backward.
Little circles.
That
stuff will fuck up your arms.
So, yeah, you've got... Roll me a constitution check.
Constitution check.
Just for...
Plus six.
Shits and giggles.
12.
Okay, not bad. You got a little bit of twinging. Your nerves are still connecting to these crystals.
Pain doesn't matter to me. Or I am barbarian. It fuels my rage.
Oh, yeah, God.
It helps your nerves grow faster.
So you went with the gnome arms, right?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I.
That's what we gave him when he was asleep.
They're gnome arms, but I have six of them. All,
no.
All coming out of the one shoulder, just on each side, just six little arms.
I thought you just meant the one shoulder. You just said six.
Each shoulder has three little gnome arms, and so it's just a really weird looking, like kind of spider monstrosity.
Beautiful.
That'd be terrible.
Wow. Okay, so you got the Goliath arms. These are a bit heavier than what you're used to, since you kind of got used to nothing.
I mean, it makes sense.
That muscle atrophy.
Yeah, that's real. Let me tell you guys.
Can I... There is, really quickly, let's see. Ava, is she around? If I think of her hard enough, will she appear?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Ava!
So at the far end of the corridor, you'll hear the door kind of just open, and her and the kind of head magical nurse is going to come in, and there's a gentleman behind them. It's just like a plate of food.
Hey, Ava.
Oh, I see you awake.
Yep. Early to bed, early to rise. Makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. So, I got a question.
One out of two ain't bad.
Well, wait, which, what?
Huh?
Which what?
One out of three ain't bad.
Hey. So.
It's getting worse.
That's my feelings. Is there a way to magically fix muscle atrophy? I'm feeling all right. I wish I back up to normal. You know.
We don't quite recommend things such as that. We prefer the body to
do it
naturally.
I get that. And I'm all for, you know, essential oils and, you know, natural healing
crystals, as it were.
Literal healing crystals. But also, like, if you had something like synthetic and man-made that I can inject into my body to make myself temporarily better, that would be great. And I don't think it would matter. I'll deal with the effects later.
You're like asking for synthol, basically. Like,
shut up, Corey.
We just want some steroids.
We have something.
Great, I'll take it all.
There are side effects.
And?
Do you want to hear them or just go with it?
You know what? I think it's better that I don't right now. I'm a Goliath. I got big balls. They can shrink a little bit. I'll take your entire stock.
All right. If you can lay down on the table.
I'm going to lay down on my stomach.
I see you've done this before.
She's going to take out, going to ruffle through some things. Take out this big ass needle.
Hold still. And she's going to just going to yank down.
And this isn't Ava doing this, by the way. This is Ava's talking to her. This is like the head nurse.
Right.
Yanking down, taking this big needle. It's like two-handed.
I mean, I don't see why it has to be so big, but
and you can kind of imagine what happened next.
Yeah, I can.
He goes through his entire body and shoots into the table.
Ah, shit, we missed. Give him a new pelvis.
It wasn't even a shot. It was just a dagger coated with it.
Stab, 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 stab.
So this will take a little bit to take effect, but the side effects should hopefully be minimal.
I don't care about side effects. Do you even lift, bro? Get yoked.
You might. All right, then.
You know what?
We'll see what happens.
I don't like how much hesitate. Like, it was like, what are the side effects?
Ask after you get the shot.
Well, now I'm worried because he's making a big deal about it. What are the side effects?
Narcolepsy is a major side effect.
Oh, come on. That's bullshit. All right. That's going to be fun later.
Your at points in time, random parts of your body might also just fall asleep.
Yep. Yep. Super cool, John. All right.
That's why you always ask.
Yeah. All right. Can I at least, since I'm obviously going to pass out like mid-fight as soon as I'm like start doing real damage, can I get a buff of some kind? Is there any benefit to
is
having
there like a roid rage buff?
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna have you occasionally roll disadvantage because of, you know, new arms kind of thing.
Okay.
But with this injection, no, we're gonna skip that debuff.
Okay. That'll
because instead you're just gonna fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. All right. That's fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
But with these new arms, similar to when Ordok kicks things, you have a +1 permanent damage when you swing with your hands, basically.
Oh, okay. So what's damage on a hand?
Well, no, this +1 to anything that you wield.
Oh. What
yes.
If I, like, sharpen the metal on the, like, you know, the hand and just, you know, use karate, like, bladed karate chops.
Don't you have an axe that you can just bring into existence
at
will?
Yeah, that's true. Is it a +1 damage or +1 attack and damage?
Just damage.
Damn. All right. I already had it was on William's axe, the +1 axe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now a +2 axe, essentially.
Solid.
Sweet.
So, as this is going on, I'm guessing the rest of the party is waking up and seeing Talmor face down,
drugs.
Ass up.
That's the way we like to.
What's the party doing?
I'm probably gonna get up and very intentionally go through my routine of like morning prayer and trying to, you know, center oneself. Precisely.
I'm watching the medical procedure. Go on with Talmor there.
I probably somewhere now have like a big board. And up on that board are like names and contacts
of
the syndicate. And I got like lines drawn to them and stuff.
So like Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Just going nuts.
Nice. And then I'm like, fuck, I can't read.
This is all meaningless. I don't know what I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what's going on.
You're just drawing random lines from one person to another.
Yes.
So I got somebody to translate them, and then I drew pictures.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So you drew the pictures.
Yeah, they're bad.
Oh, I was gonna actually see if you were actually talented in art.
No.
Okay.
They're the same circle with the two eyes and a face.
It's like very general characteristics. It's like
varying level of angry face.
Bright red tiefling, and then the horns curl in a very specific pattern or something like that. Or it's like a dude with just like his defining features, his nose, so he has a big nose or something.
Yeah,
and blue eyes.
That's Johnny the Nose.
It's like cartoon drawings.
You've gotten quite a bit of information.
But that's what I would be doing, staring at my board of faces.
So Ava's kind of look around. I'm probably going to regret asking this, but what are you all doing next?
Murder!
I don't know if Talmar knows that.
Well, you did kind of. We're going to go liberate a church. Right? That was the plan?
As I hear Talmor trying to start explaining what we're going to do for the day.
I don't know any... I didn't see any of you guys wake up. I thought she was just asking me.
I'll go ahead and get up. And just walk over to Ava. And just say that... Well... Yesterday, we sent the riot back towards the church. I don't know what Hohenheim is going to be able to do with an angry mob of people. So I figure before anything gets any worse within the walls of the city, we should go ahead and head on over and see what's up.
I see. Best of luck.
He's a very persuasive man, so I want to make sure that the district's people aren't getting wrapped up in his lies.
Yes, that has always been an issue with Hohenheim.
For as long as I've known him, it's been true.
Yes, he quickly came to power. Almost, well, came out of nowhere, let's just say that.
Yeah. As best as I can tell, he's also betraying his own faith, so I've got some words.
It's been difficult as of lately. He's had a mission against the Arcanum here. And his influence with the Council and even the Regent himself has been growing.
That sounds like the kind of ambitions he would have. I'm sorry that I was gone for so long. I didn't realize how bad things have gotten here.
It wasn't... The Fae are tricky. I believe you were sent forward for a reason.
I'm just kind of going to look over the party in general.
One can only hope. I'll do what I can while I'm here.
Best of luck, then.
And she's going to turn and motion to the gentleman to lead the platter of food and just going to look at Talmor and just kind of just shake her head and then slowly walk out.
I don't know. I don't like the level she's on today. I don't like that.
I wonder if she knows something we don't.
When doesn't she know something we don't?
Good question.
I mean, she is. Yeah.
I wonder how practiced in divination magic she is. She's foreseen this bullshit happening.
Yeah. That's Do you have any tea?
Let's go start messing this stuff up before these side effects kick in too hard.
Sounds like a plan, man.
Do you guys still wear the gray cloak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got an extra one?
Did anybody bring Talmor's? It was probably in the bag of holding, wasn't it?
So who all is currently actually wearing a cloak?
Me.
Actually,
I am.
Hey, those are cool cloaks that you made. Did you ever save the one that I did for me? Because I created those cloaks, remember?
I stare blankly at Talmor and then turn to Ordok.
We need to go back to the Narrows or Corrals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I could see what damage we did.
So the bag of holding.
Yep.
I upended it.
Huh?
On a burning building to get Talmor out. So he could breathe.
Oh, that was a judgment call.
Yeah. Didn't we set most of the corrals on fire?
Uh-huh.
We should go check that.
Yes.
Do all of the gray cloaks still have the Team Super Awesome patch that I sewn on? Have you guys just been wearing that the whole time? Because that's very hard.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Except for when I changed into my like regal stuff. Yeah.
Which so you're wearing Team Super Awesome or regal stuff, Ordok?
You were wearing the regal stuff. For the
I was, yeah. But I feel like at this point I don't need the identifier because like I'm walking in hot, so I'm gonna put on the best protection that I have.
So as you guys make it to the Crowls.
Also remember, my hammer's been in the fire all night.
Uh-huh. I have recalled. But did you take it with you? No. Smoke. The closer you get, the stronger the smell and odor of smoke is.
This place is still burning.
Yeah, it is. I think parts of this district are still on fire. There's numerous townsfolk out trying to put things, dousing them with water. Small children are crying in the streets. It's
awkward.
Yeah, just a little bit. As you guys approach where the theater was, it's just completely gone. And there is that, not only like charred piece of the building, but also there's a big gaping hole.
We have been here.
We went over this.
We've seen that.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's probably gonna
That's
gonna be a thing later. Is the building that he upended me on still standing?
No. Everything kind of in this neighborhood is destroyed.
This could be good practice for me. Goshen, do you remember what building it was that you were on?
I nod and point at the charred rubble heap.
I'm going to go stand on top of the peak of the rubble and then just as hard as I can punch it with my gloved hand to see if I can find any familiar items.
Solid.
So you kind of you punch the pile of rubble and you can... It's a large influx of sensations because there's no real rhyme or reason to this pile. So you're picking up random crap. Roll me an investigation check with advantage.
15.
Nice.
You find probably a good 20 feet into this pile a bound package giving off some weird signals.
I've never felt like a signal come out, right?
Mm-hmm. This is different.
Totally new. Hey, big guy.
What's up, little guy?
You think you can dig right here?
Yeah.
Start lifting up some stuff. I don't think it's what we're looking for, but there's something weird.
Talmor.
God damn it.
Roll me a constitution check.
I'm gonna pass out right now, guys.
Can you dig? Yeah.
Natural 20.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Damn it.
It's getting those 20s out of you early.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine.
I can dig just fine. Yeah. And I go at it.
Well,
just windmill arms just start fucking throwing rocks behind me.
Not so fast. Okay.
I can't hear you over the fucking power out of my arms.
Taking cover behind Ordok, who I presume is taking cover behind a shield.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of other great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're over there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are now receiving an enormous 25% off discount when you enter the code DOD25. That's DOD25 at checkout. So as always, we want to say thanks a bunch to Easy Roller, and thank you all for listening.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
It takes not long at all before you get to this nicely... Talmor recognized this nicely packed item.
Is it just everything bound in a gray cloak?
Yes. I'm being really nice right now.
We saved that lore.
What?
John saved the lore.
What kind of magic? And hey, I found something, guys. I'm going to grab it and I'm going to take it back to a safe area that's away from the smoldering piles of rubble that we're standing on.
Very safe, very not on fire area.
Because knowing Myla, I'll grab it and just open it, everything's falls out and catch fire. So,
calls into soot.
So as you unwrap this, at the very top of this pile is a nicely written note.
Here,
what?
Hey, here, Jensen. Do you want to read that aloud for the class?
No, and I'll hand it to Bordock.
Yeah, I'll read through it.
Basically,
it's Jerry.
The spirit of
Jerry. Jerry did this. Jerry saved the books.
Hi, y'all. I got the books for you.
His spirit appears anywhere. There's like ash.
Now I'm going to disappear on the wind. Just a ghost off in the distance.
Whee!
Pretty much says a final farewell in like not great handwriting. And it looks a little kind of dingy. But there's no signed name.
Bo?
Gross.
What's it? Is it written in like shit or something? Because that's something. Bo.
Yeah, blood.
Is it blood?
Roll me an investigation check.
Hey, do we still have that human skin book? Is that a thing that?
Yeah, we definitely. It was in the bag. Mm.
Yeah,
so.
But do we have?
17.
17. It does look like blood, and no, that particular book is not in the
bag.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
I'm just going to take a guess and say the skin book's gone and the book on demon summoning.
Yeah, this is definitely Bo.
This will probably be fine.
We should probably run these back to the Arcanum. Like, let's not take these with us.
Can I just, yeah, that's fair. Can we just run these back real quick? Put it in the library Dropbox and then...
Library Dropbox?
No. Give them to Ava specifically.
You guys...
So, do you guys have one of those extra cloaks or what?
There's...
Yeah, we would have had...
It's small one.
We would have had Jerry's extra one.
Yeah.
No, that was so. Back with Ava because it held his ashes.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
It was wrapped up.
I guess we could...
So we don't, unless Talmor, you just want to rip yours in half real quick.
Yeah, so I'll just make mine kind of like a cloak shirt, like, and so it doesn't go down so cloak. Far. And give Jerry a
Jerry? Jerry?
Who's Jerry?
The better character that Jordan plays. Jerry. Yeah, I don't know. I have a sewing kit. I could probably, you know, whip something up real quick.
Practice that dexterity.
That looks like it would be extremely short. What's the point in a cloak so short?
You know,
it's a half cloak.
Yeah.
I don't wear half cloaks.
I'm gonna rip it off to where it comes. It's just like for me, it just goes across the chest.
It's a midriff
and
shirt.
Nothing. Like it's just an arm, shoulders, and a hood. And then for him, I'll you know pin it together and make it an actual regular size cloak.
Okay.
But for me, it's just covering my chest and my shoulders and arms.
So who's carrying the pile?
I was just going to put it back in the bag of holding.
Okay. So you guys, as you walk and see the destruction that you caused, many orphan children crying in the streets. Guilt.
Thanks,
guilt,
John.
Guilt.
I mean, we could kill those children and then no one would be responsible.
They'll get over it. I did too.
They'll get over it. I did.
This happens like every 10 years here. It's not a
It's character building, honestly.
Yeah, that's in like what, 7 seasons, these will be the new characters. These orphans you've made.
The Great Fire.
Yes. You guys make it back to the Arcanum, and there's another kind of small grouping of people outside. But they're really, it looks like a mob starting to form, but they have no real purpose yet.
Frick. I'm just going to yell at them. Go home!
Romeo.
They don't have homes, big guy.
I just don't want there to be
a particular pile of rubble.
Thing, you know? A one. Oh, please go home, guys. Would you please?
As you're sewing things.
Could you please just get out of here? Gosh.
Gosh
darn it. Ava's not hard to find. She's kind of like standing at the doors, seeing what's going on with this mob. And as Talmor speaks, she just shakes her head and walks further back into the library.
Wait. Ava. Hey.
Yeah, yes. You're back so soon.
I can't remember the books that we have, so I'm just upending the bag at her feet.
Again?
Yeah, I don't know these books. I can't visualize it to pull it out. So.
Tink.
What are these?
I have no idea, but they are probably better with you.
Artifacts from
yes.
West Spring. In the tower that was there.
These are from Comas Tower?
Yes.
Yes.
There was also, like, a treasure chest full of, like, a bunch of shit and, like, a whole bunch of other artifacts. So it wasn't just books. I can't remember exactly what was in there, but there was a ton of stuff.
I have a map of a map to Atlantis now, actually. I'm going to grab that one.
I mean, there was...
It's coming with us.
There was a bunch.
She just dives into this like a child in a candy store. And immediately her hands find the journal.
Well,
we figured we should leave these with you.
Permanently?
The fuck are we going to do with it?
We might come back and request that we can get access to them, but there's no need for us to...
Of course.
Take them with
us. She's just going to start paging through this journal and like wave over someone and just like, grab this, bring them, take them to... that place I live. Take them to my rooms. She's just completely obsessed and just going through all these pages very quickly. But you can see that she's looking intently at each individual page and that the journal just keeps going.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Right. Yeah, we knew that. I'm going to just slowly start backing away. Like, I feel like if it'd be like a dog if you try to take a treat after you give it to them, they'll just, like, bite at you. So I'm just going to, like, guys, I think we should get out of here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go.
So you guys can head to the temple, the Redeemer District.
Mm.
You guys really haven't been to the, except for probably Jensen. You guys have, well, in Ordok, like years ago, haven't been to this current Redeemer District. It's not quite as up in arms as you would think, but it is very, very quiet.
I'm just going to keep making my way ahead towards the main temple. If I see sort of anyone on the street, I want to approach one of the people.
Okay, so after probably, like, you can see the temple kind of at the end of a street, and you kind of find don't know whether it's a small child or a very short woman, kind of just huddled off to the side.
I'm going to walk up to the figure and just, like, lean down and put my hand down on their shoulder and say, excuse me.
Yes?
I heard that they had a cure here. Me and my companions are seeking it. Is that true?
They passed out something sometime last night.
Is she turning into a rat folk?
No.
Snake oil.
Is she turning into a blood zombie?
That's debatable.
I'm gonna, like, as she's like quaking and quivering, I'm gonna try to, or this person, child or woman. I'm going to try to, like, uncover them a little, like, see if I can see their face, if they're leaking blood out their eyes.
They are.
Okay. Can I medicine check this a little bit? See if there's anything I can...
Ooh, that's gross.
Yeah.
By all means, you can go for it.
not really. 11.
She does not look well.
Mm. You should see a doctor.
Like, hey, you got blood coming out of your eyes. Might as well get that checked out. Is she salvageable?
For parts?
Well, no, not exactly.
Are you trying to donate her kidney or something?
I mean, is it one less cannon fodder that I can just put her down now?
Because I know where you can sell the kidney.
So, in my day, it happened pretty fast. Like, fever set in, and then by the time they were bleeding out of their orifices, they're pretty much gone, but she's still speaking, so that makes me think that it's something else.
She's mouthing. You can't quite hear what she's saying.
I'm gonna lean in closer and say, what's that? I can't hear you.
Oh god, classic trap.
They lied.
And she's just going to blood, basically. She's just going to pour out of her mouth.
I'll just step back quickly.
It just collapses to the ground.
My face just goes like hard stone face, and I just sort of readjust the hammer, and I start walking.
Uh-oh.
Double tap.
Walking away, the background. Shink.
So you just take the head right off?
Yes.
Yeah, that head comes right off.
John, I want to keep my head on a swivel.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be like looking at rooftops, looking at back alleys.
Yes,
as we walk around.
It's not a skill that I use very often, but it's a class cantrip that I get. It's danger sense, so I have advantage to all dexterity throws and, you know, things like that. Plus, I'm over heightened. It's like pre rage.
Speaking of rooftops. How do the rooftops look here? Are there, like, rooftops leading straight up to the temple?
Oh, you mean there's some gaps between them, and you can kind of see further down that there is... surrounding the temple is kind of like a nice garden area, a walled-in garden area, and that is very new to Ordok.
Interesting.
I'm not really processing pretty things like gardens.
You're about to.
I'm going to look at the party and then look up at the roofs.
I'm going to go up there. I'll follow from the roofs.
The roofs.
From the roofs.
The roofs.
I'm going up the roofs.
As you guys approach.
Yeah, are there any, like, people or guards?
No, not that you can see.
I want
to... Oh, okay.
I do want to say that I just, to save that bonus action to kick into rage, I have my weapon drawn. So I can go into rage first round without having to worry about it. I mean... I don't know if there's going to be a fight.
You never know.
Is the gate to the garden closed?
It is open.
Open? Okay. I'm just walking in.
Guess I'm coming back down.
I'm fucking right in tow.
This is a beautifully landscaped garden. There's even a small little pond. You can see some some koi fish kind of just swimming around.
Hmm. It's a koi.
You know, trees, bushes, everything very, very well maintained. There happens to be a couple of zombies just dripping blood from, you know, eyes, ears, nose, mouth.
Like they do.
Yeah.
Big gashes open kind of on their body. It's not pleasant.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Are you guys seeing this?
Unfortunately.
Sure are, big guy. Well,
those are people, right?
I think they used to be.
Yeah, I don't think they are anymore.
So we're good to...
I'm tearing off, like, one of my other shirts. Probably my, like, common-looking clothes shirt. And I'm gonna wrap, like, a bandana around my face.
That is a very smart thing to do.
And I'm gonna tear off his other sleeve to wrap it. I don't have sleeves. I did enough shirt tearing. I'm probably okay.
I'm high enough up, I'm not gonna worry about it.
I'm pretty sure we got a cure, but I don't.
I'm 9.
I'm sure we got nanded earlier.
My head's 9 foot tall off the ground, so I'm not really super worried about it, but
I'm hoping the god staff protects me.
Okay, are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, sure, why not, John?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right, roll initiative.
That's a natural 20 for 23 total.
Of course it is.
That is a 13.
Oh, that's only a 9.
Oh.
Bam.
10.
I'm going last.
These zombies all kind of turn towards you guys and start, you know, the zombie shuffle.
Mm. Oh, at least they're not runners, guys. That helps.
Wait, are they actual zombies? Like, I'm a paladin.
Yeah.
Right?
This should be your forte.
Okay, they're not.
Would they be classified as undead?
I'm a vengeance paladin, so I don't actually know that I have a ton that I can do.
Oh.
They're not quite undead. Goshen, you get to kick us off.
I'm going to use my bonus action to extend my staff to its full length.
Oh.
And I'm going to hold my action and smack the first thing to walk into my range.
So, your staff is... Yeah, it's got like a weird kind of glow to it.
Boy, I hope that's good.
Your staff leveled up.
I hope that's a good thing.
Or it's on unholy ground.
So you're going to hold your action?
Yep, attack the first thing that comes in range.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Thank you.